Sometimes you read a book and fall in love with the protagonist. Other times, not so much. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels about a pair of complicated, tough cookies who are anything but easy to love. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. At the center of Charmaine Craig's new novel, My Nemesis, is a New York-based memoirist named Tessa, who falls into an emotional affair with a West Coast philosopher named Charlie. Charlie gets along fine with Tessa's rich, easygoing husband, Milton, but his wife, Wa, is less genial, as is her adopted daughter from Burma, once rescued from human trafficking, now a surly teenager. Tessa finds Wa both, quote, submissive and queen-like, quote, a tangle of deference and hostility, and as the book opens, has informed her, three martinis in at a restaurant, that she is a, quote, insult to womankind. Tessa is cold, self-centered, snooty, and aggressively intellectual. Perhaps the peak of her off-putting qualities is found in her role as a mother, a memory of putting her then 10-year-old daughter to bed. The entire performance of maternal involvement was on my mind as I put Nora to bed that night. Lord have mercy. As partial redemption, Craig makes Tessa self-aware to the point of pain, staring into the abyss of a cynicism that had become too gargantuan to tolerate. There was the wreckage of my first marriage behind me. There was the damage I had caused my daughter, damage whose depths I was only beginning to fathom. Craig deals her narrative tricks with a sure hand. Between addressing the novel to a mysterious you, then dropping the news that Wa has died just a few pages in, but then not mentioning the death again for so long that you start to wonder if you misread it, and not last or least, neglecting to tell us what provoked the insult to womankind thing on page one for over 100 more pages. Well, I can tell you it's a quick ride to the end of this short, provocative novel. Our next tough cookie is the protagonist of Stone Cold Fox by Rachel Collar Croft. Meet Bea, the con artist extraordinaire at the center of this hilarious debut. Trained by her psychotic grifter mother in the art of bringing men to their knees, Bea has adapted those skills to success as an ad exec in NYC, where she is now planning to extract a diamond engagement ring from her richest client, Colin Case. While Bea's confidence in her beauty, brains, and ironclad backstory is boundless, her judgment of the rich crowd she's so eager to join is merciless. People who claim to be empaths are nothing but flakes with a woo-woo self-diagnosis. People born under the sign of Pisces are shifty characters with little control over their emotions. And Colin's lifelong best friend, Gail Wallace Lester, is the worst of them all, a patronizing frump who desperately needs a gel manicure on those hooves of hers. Gail has been madly in love with Colin her whole life, and everything about Bea has her quivering with rage and suspicion. Will she dig up the truth about Bea and rat her out to Mr. Wright before she can reel him in?
The books are My Nemesis by Charmaine Craig and Stone Cold Fox by Rachel Collar Croft. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. That's also where you can find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.